Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Very interested in knowing how many hours of sleep you got last night.
I don't know, about six, five or six, I think. Five? I don't know.
I feel like we know part of the answer to this because you were trapped in Westworld for a while. But how? I mean, on a regular day for you, are you sleeping? You're not sleeping a lot, right?
Well, geez, do I look that bad?
No. You look great. We just imagine with the amount of responsibilities, with the amount of, you know, with what you've got going on, do these problems still keep you up at night, or do you think we're on our way to solving?
Well, right now, the only things that are really stressing me out in a big way are AI, obviously. That's like always there. And I'm working really hard on Tesla Model 3 production. We're making good progress, but it's hugely hard work. But those are the two most stressful things in my life right now.
At what time do you get up normally in the morning?
For me, it's usually about 7.
7, okay.
But I go to bed late, so usually I go to bed around 1 a.m. or so.
1 a.m.
Yeah.
And you start day with a real breakfast or just with a coffee or with a water?
You know, that also varies a lot. I think it's probably true that having a good breakfast is a good idea, but usually I don't have time for that, so... Sometimes it's made for me, but probably half the time I don't have any breakfast. I at least have like coffee or something like that.
And a Mars bar with it?
Mars bar, sure. I'm trying to cut down on the on sweet stuff. So, I think I probably should have like an omelet and a coffee or something like that. That seems like probably the right thing. And sometimes I do have that.
Okay, so you're CEO of two companies, you're chairman of SolarCity. Talk about time management. How on earth do you do this?
Well,
do you get any sleep?
Sometimes not enough. Sleep is really great. Because if I don't get enough sleep, then I'm quite grumpy. Obviously, I think most people are that way. I try to sort of figure out what's the right amount of sleep. Because I found I could drop below a certain threshold of sleep, and although I'd be awake more hours and I could sustain it, I would get less done because my mental acuity would be affected. So I found generally the right number for me is around 6 to 6.5 hours on average per night.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Right. And any other tips
on average, though.
Right. Any other tips on just managing to run two companies simultaneously? I mean, do you find, I know you're up here Monday, Tuesday, is it all Tesla when you're up in Silicon Valley and all SpaceX Wednesday, Thursday?
Having a smartphone is incredibly helpful because that means you can do email during interstitial periods, like if you're in a car, you're walking in the bathroom, everywhere. You can do email practically when you're awake. So that's really helpful to have email for SpaceX and Tesla integrated on my phone. And then And then it's just you have to apply a lot of hours to actually working. So the way I generally do it is I'll be working at SpaceX on Monday, and then Monday night fly to the Bay Area, spend Tuesday and Wednesday in the Bay Area, then at Tesla, and then fly back on Wednesday night, spend Thursday and Friday at SpaceX. In the last several months, then I would fly back here on a Saturday and either spend Saturday and Sunday at Tesla or spend Saturday at Tesla and Sunday at SpaceX.
And where do the boys fit in? You have five sons.
Yeah.
Do they tag along with Dad on some of these trips?
I do drag them along on a lot of things, actually. They're remarkably unimpressed by...
What all the cable doing is near perfect control on freeways, even where there's no cars, and near perfect control in any traffic situation where it's tracking a vehicle. So that's yeah, maybe a different mic. Hello. Yeah, so that's going to get better. One of the things we're also working on is the mapping solution.
Okay.
And Michael, if I seem a little ragged, by the way, it's that I literally had 1 hour of sleep in the last 48 hours. So...
Question?
Sorry. So the I think net result is, basically... In about 2 years, we should have Model 3 plus full autonomy. Yeah, which really quite transformative.
So in 3, we'll have autonomy.
What do you mean by all future testing?
Yeah.
It doesn't work so well in the countryside.
The current autopilot does not work on windy roads in the countryside.
What do you mean by full autonomy?
Yeah, full autonomy, yes.
Without autonomy?
No human intervention required.
Yeah. Okay.
More than the
human intervention optional. Probably 2 years, worst case 3 years. That's a difference. Regulatory approval is a separate track. But in terms of if it being technologically done, it's in the 2 to 3 year time frame. And then we've got the Tesla Powerwall and Powerpack.
Some of them are going to sound like, well, you've heard it before, but it's worth re-emphasizing. I think the first is you need to work, if depending upon how well you want to do, and particularly if you're starting a company, you need to work super hard. So what does super hard mean? Well, when my brother and I were starting our first company, instead of getting an apartment, we just rented a small office, and we slept on the couch. And we showered at the YMCA, and we're so hard up, we had just one computer. So the website was up during the day, and I was coding at night. 7 days a week, all the time. And I briefly had a girlfriend in that period, and in order to be with me, she had to sleep in the office. So work hard, every waking hour. That's the thing I would say, particularly if you're starting a company. If you do simple math, say like, okay, if somebody else is working 50 hours and you're working 100, you'll get twice as much done in the course of a year as the other company. The other thing I'd say is that if you're creating a company or if you're joining a company, the most important thing is to attract great people. So either join a group that's amazing that you really respect, or if you're building a company, you've got to gather great people. I mean, all a company is a group of people that have gathered together to create a product or service. And so depending upon how talented and hardworking that group is and the degree to which they are focused cohesively in a good direction, that will determine the success of the company. So do everything you can to gather great people if you're creating a company. Then I'd say focus on signal over noise. A lot of companies get confused. They spend money on things that don't actually make the product better. So, for example, at Tesla, we've never spent any money on advertising. We put all of the money into R&D and manufacturing and design to try to make the car as good as possible. I think that's the way to go. So for any given company, just can keep thinking about, are these efforts that people are expending, are they resulting in a better product or service? And if they're not, stop those efforts. And then the final thing is don't just follow the trend. So you may have heard me say that it's good to think in terms of the physics approach of first principles, which is, rather than reasoning by analogy, you boil things down to the most fundamental truths you can imagine and you reason up from there. And this is a good way to figure out if something really makes sense or if it's just what everybody else is doing. It's hard to think that way. You can't think that way about everything. It takes a lot of effort. But if you're trying to do something new, it's the best way to think. And that framework was developed by physicists to figure out counterintuitive things like quantum mechanics. So it's really a powerful method. Then I think that the final thing I would encourage you to do is, now is the time to take risk. You don't have kids. Your obligation. Probably don't have kids. But as you get older, your obligations increase. And once you have a family, you start taking risk not just for yourself but for your family as well. It gets much harder to do things that might not work out. So now is the time to do that before you have those obligations. So I would encourage you to take risks now. Do something bold. You won't regret it. Thank you.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.